Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Story out of the New York Post about this actress lady that died in a ski accident. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
It was big news over the weekend or whatever it was in the last few days. This was the, you know, the top story. Oh, one of our actresses has died. Now, I don't want to make it seem like I'm making light of this poor lady. She died in a horrific accident that resulted in, from what I understand, her brain bleeding to death or something like that. So that's awful. It shouldn't happen to anybody. I don't wish that on anybody, but it happened. And now people are asking a question that I think really needs to be asked, and that
should
is:
should we allow brains to bleed?
No. That is, did the socialist government of Canada, the socialized medicine system, allow her brain to bleed? And that's what the New York Post is taking a look at here. We'll get to that in a moment, but first let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Jimmy in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I've called in before. I quit paying income taxes a few years back. Down here in Kentucky, we do have an income tax automatically taken out. So anything other than that that they automatically take out, federal, I quit filing, all that good stuff.
Wow.
A few years. I think about 2005, 2006 or so. And I came home the other day with a actual package taped to my front door by the IRS. They were in my driveway.
They were in your driveway at the time you came home?
No, they taped a package of information to my front door. So, and not even, they didn't mail me anything. I mean, somebody actually came to my house.
Well, tell us about this information that they gave you, this valuable information that they had to come all the way to your house
I've got all sorts of great little documents, like one's entitled Your Rights as a Taxpayer. I've got the IRS collection process, a collection of appeal rights letter, and then it's got all my tax information regarding the filings that I haven't done. And one thing that really kind of, I mean, I never really planned on cooperating with any of this in the first place. And, of course, coming home, to, you know, I've expected to hear from them in some sense at some point.
And it had been 2 years?
No, it's been, I haven't filed since 2005.
Okay. So
and
4 years.
I got a letter, probably last year or so, I guess it was, just saying that, you know, it just stated that they hadn't received my filings.
We miss you. We'd really love to have you use our services.
So are you a wage earner? Like, do you work for a company or do you work for yourself? How does,
Technically, I guess I work for myself. My employer pays me as contract labor.
Do they file a 1099?
He does. He does file.
Okay.
So
that's what
they know what I'm making. I just don't file.
Gotcha.
Good on you, man. I think you're very courageous. Most people don't have the courage to take that step, and of course now it looks like they might be coming after you. So double kudos to you for having the courage to stand up and face this. What are you doing? Are they threatening you?
This is the thing that kind of set me over the edge. Like I was saying, I wasn't planning on cooperating in the first place. And with this letter, the main letter that's in here, the one thing in here that is making me look at this as, by definition, this is terrorism. Because they're telling me failure to complete these actions will result in a notice of federal tax lien and levy of assets. So by definition, that's terrorism. They're threatening me to get me to go along with their political system, so to speak.
Like,
right?
I guess you weren't aware that that's how laws work, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all of the law,
and you know, I don't know really how I'm going to proceed with it. I'm weighing the options of just completely disregarding any contact with them, or not disregarding, but just avoiding any contact with them, or actually going into it head on and calling the guy and explaining my point of view. You know, either way, I figure it's probably going to end less than ideal, but you know, I'm gonna start looking at a lot of the Mark Stevens stuff. I've emailed Stephon, what's my name?
Stephon Molyneux.
Yeah, I emailed him back and forth a couple times about some stuff, and he kind of forwarded me some information. So I'm weighing my options on how to proceed with it. Well, I'm not really sure which way I want to head yet.
What kind of timetable are they demanding?
He wants to hear back from me by Monday. And this he dropped his stuff off this past week.
I would never recommend to anyone that they, you know, in your situation, that they not pay their taxes. However, Ian would. But
your taxes, I think.
Whatever, pay the taxes. Excuse me for not saying it properly. But I don't think I'd contact this guy.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. I figure the less contact I have with them, the more off the radar I may be, potentially. I don't know.
It's a possibility. Do you own that house that you're living in?
No, luckily, nothing. The only thing in my name, and I've got a family.
I was going to ask
not
that.
Married, but we've got kids, but technically, nothing. I don't own anything but a car. I've got bank accounts, but they're minimally used, and so there's nothing, you know. And being contract labor, it's kind of hard for them to really come after me and take anything. So,
that's your best bet right there. I think it's just being very, very difficult to pursue. They mostly go after big fish, and they go after people who they can, you know, if they can get you electronically as much as possible and just confiscate assets and things like that.
Then I'm sure,
you know, it takes money and effort and time for them to pursue people and prosecute and all that.
That's a good point. The investigator would probably like nothing more than for you to show up Monday with all the paperwork filled out and say, oh, I'm so sorry, here's the check, right? Because then you wouldn't have to do any work. I think
probably
that's a good point. Although there have, I'm sure, been plenty of stories of people who have also completely ignored the IRS and all their demands, and then all of a sudden, you know, a goon squad comes and kicks in the door. I mean, that's just my speculation. I imagine that there are some examples of that out there. I think it's good that you're looking at different options. I have no idea what the right path for you what it is, but I'm very interested in having you kind of follow up with us if you can over time and let us know as how this situation develops and what it is you end up deciding to do, because I think there are a lot of people out there that would like to do what you've done and keep the money that they earn and withhold it from this band of thugs, this band of robbers that threatens people's livelihood if they don't hand over a portion of the income that they earn. I think a lot of people would like to stop, but they're frightened to death of what might happen to them or their families or their home or whatever if they actually do engage in that. And so maybe you telling your story can help either encourage them or maybe show them that they were right to just go on and pay the gang. I think that it's wrong. I think the wrong thing to do is to pay the gang. And I think that if more people had the courage that you do, Jimmy, I think that everything would change.
And they do evil things with your money after they take it. So
yeah, if more people would, you know, sort of band together and not pay, then they can't, they being the IRS government, what have you, they can't put everybody in jail, or they can't take everything from everybody. I mean, you start taking, you know, thousands of people's property and whatnot, and people are going to riot and just lose it. You know, it's not that I want that to happen. I'm just saying if more people would participate in not paying the government, I think it would just go better for everybody.
I absolutely agree. I'm curious, where do they want you to meet up?
He's just asking this guy. I don't know if I can say his name or not. He just wrote. I'm putting it on my website, so it's Charlie Hinckley. He wants me to fax him all these 1040s from the past 4 or 5 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's it. Give him some evidence.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty. I don't know. I'm leaning more towards the off the radar.
Well, if you end up deciding to talk to this guy, we can hang on. Hang on. I want to hang on and bring you back if you've got time, because Mark, I know, has more questions here. 800-259-9231. Hopefully Jimmy will come back and talk to us some more. I'm wondering, you know, or rather, an approach would be if you wanted to talk to this guy to come in with video cameras and, I mean, even if you don't have activists to back you up to document this. More coming up with Jimmy.
I think that's a terrible idea.
This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free at freetalklive.com, going back for an entire year on us. Go to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking site. It's sex personals, over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder, see their banner at freetalklive.com. As we go back to Jimmy in Kentucky, Jimmy, who had called to tell us that he found a package taped to his front door today from the good old friends at the IRS. They'd written you to tell you that they missed you and that they want you back as a customer. essentially you hadn't filed tax returns in the last 4 years or so. And apparently one of the local agents has taken an interest in you. Now, the paperwork that they sent you, and Jimmy, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, the paperwork that they sent you, did this agent, did he write it, did he sign it himself, or was it like an automated kind of form? What was the feeling you were getting from it?
It's very personal. He gives me his cell phone number and everything, which I find odd as well. It seems... In here, and he even notes that while I am under investigation, all past tax liabilities, they all have to be processed by him, which kind of gives it a feel of a scam.
Well, you've got a personal account manager now.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
It's very personal.
You know, I am of the opinion that as I said before that you should not respond if you're not going to pay. I mean, if you're going to pay, then obviously start writing them checks. But if you're not going to respond, that I wouldn't call this guy up and say, look, I don't believe that the federal government has the right to extract taxes from me and use that money to kill Arabs around the world and whatever other things that the government does with the money, bad things as far as you're concerned. Because, the righteousness that you have in your voice will be telling him you're a bad person for working for these people, and the one person he's going to go after is the one that's called him a jerk.
I can't imagine that conversation ending well.
It just sounds like it's at the phase where, just make it a lot of work for them if they are going to pursue you, and that's probably, and it may not go much further.
Yeah, that's the thing. The address they brought it to, I haven't used for anything in years. I've actually got a UPS box at, one of the mailboxes that I use for all my, everything. I don't live anywhere according to anything I've done in years, and I'm going to make it as much of a pain in the ass as I possibly can.
Now, you said it was on your front door, so the address, is your house?
Yeah. I live here, yes.
Okay.
But, no, I'm not on any paperwork or anything associated with it. And part of the reason is because my girlfriend is not under the same... She doesn't feel the same way as I do about it, and due to that, she doesn't want me associated with the family on paperwork.
I gotcha.
So is she aware of what is going on at this point?
Absolutely, yeah. She's livid, to say the least.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I can't imagine. Wow. All right. So you're still weighing your options, and let us know what you end up deciding to do. I know Mark Stevens has definitely worked with people on this over at markstevens.net, with Mark with a C. I know he's worked with people on IRS cases, and of course he's going to come back and probably talk about asking these bureaucrats a bunch of questions. So I'm not sure what the best route is, but whatever you end up deciding, will you keep us in the loop?
Yeah, absolutely. If anything, next issue that comes about, I'll let you know how it's going.
Okay. Guys, any other questions for Jimmy while we have him? Jimmy in Kentucky, thank you for the call tonight, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Non-compliance is actually a lot higher than most people think, especially when it comes to people who don't get W-2s. So anyone who's working, people who are working for themselves and people who are contract workers and things like that, they're non-compliance. I can't remember what the number is, but I think it's above 20%. It's like more like... 30% or 40%.
So a lot of people that work for themselves just don't bother.
Or they're not being completely, they're not doing everything necessarily they need to do to some extent or another. And I think there's a significant number of them, that just don't file.
Toll free number here if you want to tell us your story. Maybe you've had a similar encounter as Jimmy, and you want to share that with us. 800-259-9231. What would you do if you were in Jimmy's shoes right now? If you had come home to a special package hand delivered allegedly by the IRS agent himself, would you go to the meeting? Would you ignore it? Would you do something different? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
John. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, this fellow Jimmy that just called in, I got to give him a huge kudos. He never used the mind control word that we all grew up with. He never called those his taxes. He never said my taxes. He's not confused about that. About five years ago, I moved to New Hampshire, and I started to meet people who were not paying federal taxes. And at that time, I got on kind of a crusade because some people would say, I don't pay my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just kind of, you know, it took two or three or five people before I started to say, why do you say my taxes if you don't agree with that? Why? That's the brainwashing thing that we all grew up with. And
sure is.
So it's kind of as we're approaching April 15th now, I just want to remind people, you're going to hear that all over the media, that you need to pay your taxes.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, people need to keep saying that in their minds, it's not my taxes. If you're not in favor of them, they're not yours.
Yeah, right. I never consented to it. How did I become obligated to pay their taxes? How did that happen? It's just threat of force. That's all it's ever been. It's always just been brainwashing. One generation after another tells their children, well, Johnny, you better pay tax. You better pay your taxes when you grow up or else. And then, you know, little Johnny goes and passes that on to his kids. And nobody ever says, well, wait, how did this start in the first place?
Ian, you know it. And I just want to repeat one more time before you drop me. Folks out there listening, this is mind control. It's propagated through the media. It's something that we all grew up with, and you're going to hear it over and over and over again as we approach April 15th.
It's true.
That you need to pay your taxes. Keep telling yourself, I need to free my mind, because if you don't ever free your mind, then your ass will never follow. They're not your taxes if you don't agree with them.
Well said, John. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's easy for those old terms to sneak back into the way that we speak.
I just did it just now.
Yeah, the caller said that it was terrorism because they were threatening him if he didn't obey them. And Mark said, yeah, that's the way all the laws work. And in fact, there's just the one law, obey. If you fail to obey, then they will punish you.
That's how it works. 800-259-9231. But if enough people fail to obey, if enough people refuse to go along with this scam, then they can't punish everyone. They just don't have the funds. They don't have the resources.
They can't already. There's already a lot.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now.
for real results.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
1-800-259-9231. You continue, dial in, bring up anything. We go to the your phone calls. It's Dawn in California. Dawn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Dawn. What's on your mind tonight?
My husband just got a letter from DMV stating that his driver's license was suspended. He called to find out what was going on, and he found out that the state of Alaska had placed a hold on his driver's license because 18 years ago, when we first met, he did get a ticket for driving intoxicated. We paid $500 to the court system, and we paid $500 to the treatment center called JSAP.
This is in Alaska.
Yes, Juneau, Alaska.
Okay.
So he went to treatment. We paid the $500. He completed it. He was told that because he received his driver's license in the state of California, even though he paid the fines in Alaska, paid the treatment, went to the alcohol treatment, he has to pay the state of Alaska $500 for a reinstatement fee. This was 18 years later. Yes.
So it was the state of California that suspended his California license?
No. His license was suspended in Alaska.
It was suspended just now?
Yes. He's had a license for the past 10 years, over 10 years.
He's had a license an Alaskan license for the last 10 years?
No, we live in California now.
Okay.
We moved to California in 1990.
Got it.
He got his license in 1990.
And at that time, at the time he got the California license, he believed that the Alaska license was completely legit?
Well, what happened, he didn't, his license was suspended in Alaska.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we moved to California in the year 2000. He's
okay.
had a driver's license in California since the year 2000.
So when he moved into California, his Alaska license was still suspended from the previous DUI or whatever it was?
Yes.
All right. And so now it's California that suspended his license.
Yes. We contacted an attorney. The attorney told us that the states are presently contacting other states for people that have gotten driver's license in different states and, you know, figuring ways out to get more money. Now we have to pay Alaska, and this happened 18 years ago. We paid the court fees, and we paid the treatment center $500.
Did you know back 18 years ago that they would have his license suspended for life?
Yeah, because they will suspend your license automatically with a DUI, of course.
Yeah.
They'll suspend it for 90 days, sometimes 120 days. And depending on what the charges are, but they do suspend your license for a DUI.
So
there was no way he could have got his license. But now they look it up 18 years later and discover he's got a driver's license in California. So in order for him to get his driver's license back, we have to pay first Alaska. We have to pay them.
How much? Do you have to pay California as well for them to reinstate?
No. Oh,
no?
Yeah. We have to pay the state of California $55.
Right.
We have to pay JSAP, which was the treatment program that he paid the $500 for. We have to pay them $125. And we have to pay the state of Alaska $500. This is 18 years ago.
This is it's just yet another example of how the government is extracting as much money as they possibly can get away with from people. It doesn't matter to them what your financial situation is. It doesn't matter to them that people are having a tough time today, especially out in California, where the economy is less than wonderful. And it doesn't, none of that stuff matters. They need to get their money, and they will do whatever it takes if that means inconveniencing you and possibly, I don't know if you have kids, but making this making your life as difficult as it can be. I mean, do you just have the money to where you can cut these checks?
Well,
and if
yeah,
so,
luckily we have a business that we've been having since 2005, but we were going to buy a house. We were in the process of buying a house, and, you know,
oh, wow.
We need money to move into a new house, so that just set us back, and... You know, we could have been paying $800 a month for a house, a foreclosed home, but instead we're stuck paying $1,500 a month renting.
And you know,
this is very reminiscent of National ID. The states contacting each other and getting all this information. There's no, you know, it's all becoming like one system, it seems like.
Yeah, they're working together, scratching each other's backs to see how much money they can get from people. I mean, if people will pay for these things, then they know other people will pay, and they know they can just keep raising the rates, and they can just keep getting people to pony up, because nobody wants to be without a car, and everybody knows what'll happen eventually if they keep driving around without the state driver's license.
Right.
Eventually, some cop's going to pull you over, and you're going to go to a jail cell. Most people don't want that to happen, so they pay up.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear your story. I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like you guys are going to pay up and try to get on with your lives, huh?
Yeah, we have to. We have kids.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, thank
crazy.
You for listening.
That's how it happens. That's how it works. And I'm sorry, again, yeah, that's all I can do is listen. And I can empathize with you. And I thank you for sharing the story, because it's not an uncommon one. In fact, we've heard stories like this a lot over the years we've been doing the show, and I'm sure it just scratches the surface. We were in this courtroom today here in Keene, New Hampshire, in district court. They had some meeting about how the New Hampshire state government's trying to restructure the courts. It was just some boring political meeting, but some of us went there today anyway. And one of the things that the lady who runs the Superior Court said, it was very interesting. This was the only interesting part. what she said was that they have over 200,000 cases per year. And I think this might have been across New Hampshire. Over 200,000 cases per year. And she said, business is great. And she used the term business a few times when she was giving her little presentation. And it was just interesting watching them and watching them behave as though what they were doing was A, consensual, like they were talking about the people that come to the courts like their clients. And I know some of them could be voluntarily coming in there to bring a case, but I can guarantee you the majority
of
people...
And they have no choice of anywhere else to go in our, you know, not
there's that,
many
that's,
cases.
That's true. It's the monopoly provider. There's no doubt about that, but... The majority of those 200,000 cases are people that absolutely would have rather been somewhere else who were forced to come in there by the police for, in many cases, consensual crimes, drug possession, open alcohol possession, stuff like that is probably the bulk of these 200,000 cases. And for her to just stand there and say, business is great, and just beam about how many lives, because that's their business. It's ruining people's lives, that business is just absolutely great. And that's what it's about. It's about ringing the cash register and bringing the essentially lower class people, for lack of a better term, people who are living in trailer parks and driving around beat-up cars, people that they certainly can't afford an attorney and they don't know their rights. These are the kinds of people that are victimized by the government system, because a lot of them, and even if they do have a little bit of money, like the folks we were just talking to, maybe they're business owners, they know that, hey, they've got a family to take care of. They've got a mortgage to pay.
When they say 200,000 people a year, they're saying that that's 200,000 people every year just in the state of New Hampshire who are criminals on some level to them, that they're, you know, that's what's the, you know, this idea that we're the freest country in the world and we prosecute this many people, even for little things, whatever it is. I mean, just that we spend much effort on.
We have the most people in prison, too. I mean, it's little things and big things.
So I just found that kind of interesting. I wanted to share that. That's their viewpoint on things, is that, hey, this is business. Business is good, and they've got guaranteed business because men with guns are running around down the streets, pulling people and throwing them in the backs of police cars and charging them with things like marijuana possession.
And new laws are good for business.
It's certainly the way it works. 800-259-9231. Speaking of marijuana, the raids are continuing in California by the federal government. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those. FreeTalkLive.com features include, by the way, live streams, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all free for you at FreeTalkLive.com. We continue with your phone calls. We'll tell you about the marijuana raids here in a little bit. But first, we'll talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I missed a bunch of shows for a while, and I don't know if you guys covered the peanut factory thing that happened with these contaminated peanut products or whatever.
Certainly not in detail. What did you have to say about it?
Well, I used to actually work in a food processing plant. We processed fish. You know that fake crab stuff? It's called surimi. We actually made that. Excuse me. And
okay.
I worked there for 5 years, and we had our own inspectors, QC inspectors. And they would go around and basically swab various surfaces throughout the factory every day. And then cure them, and I mean, I don't know how that stuff works, petri dishes or whatever. And if they found any E. coli or anything like that, they would immediately, and this happened actually once in the 5 years that I worked there, they actually did find some E. coli. What they did was they stopped production at that very moment, stopped everything, and they threw away all of the product that was in the factory at that time. That's a great cost, of course, but not nearly as great a cost as if they had poisoned their own customers.
Sure.
And they spent 3 solid days steam cleaning every single surface in the entire factory. And then all employees, including me, and I was a maintenance guy, I was an electrical guy, electrical technician, all of us had to attend a 1 day class, 8 hours on, clean, making sure that you're clean after you go do your business in the toilet.
Well, that beats the heck out of getting steam cleaned, I can tell you. 8 hours in class. How often did that happen?
It happened one single time in the 5 years that I was there, and that's because our factory was meticulously clean. I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that, this peanut factory, this bad thing did happen there. They did get some contaminated product, and apparently it was a systemic problem throughout the company. However, this is not the norm, and with no oversight of any governmental body whatsoever, we were able to protect the food that we went out that went out of our factory. And the reason why, obviously, is because some stupid $10,000 fine or whatever it was pales in comparison to the millions of dollars that the company would have lost had we sent out contaminated products. So
I think
it's free market at work, basically.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, nobody wants to kill their customers. Though, wasn't the allegation in the peanut butter case that they were aware that it was going out tainted? And that they
I believe that was it. And also, I think that, from what I hear, I should say it this way. From what I heard of the story, this peanut company had hired outside inspectors to come in, outside QC, quality control inspectors to come in, And the company came back and said, this place is filthy. You know, there's roach feces or whatever everywhere. So they fired that QC company because they didn't like the results they were getting back, hired another one. The other one came back saying pretty much the same thing. And I guess they just kept firing these companies until they got one that told them what they wanted to hear.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like I said, having worked in the processing industry for quite some time, I know that that was an aberration and that it is, in fact, the free market and fear of failure that keeps most of these companies clean.
You know, even if they did go out of business, even if they, in the case of the company that we're talking about, the peanut company, it's still the free market at work, because if a company opens up and says, we're gonna do this as cheaply as possible, we don't care if there's roach feces and E. coli around our food, we're gonna do it, and that company gets sued by people who get hurt or that consume the food or whatever, and a huge class action lawsuit comes after them, and the people that made these decisions are held responsible, because that's really the problem today, is that, well, there's corporations, and the corporations shield the people that make these decisions from real lawsuits that can affect them and their families. If those people are held responsible, then what you'll see is, well, other businesses will go, wow, sure don't want that happening to me.
We better be careful. Yeah, that's a good point. Because of the limited liability of corporations, those guys are completely insulated from any sort of consequences. It's just, okay, well, we're going to shut the business down. And so the business has to pay whatever the costs are for the individuals.
And you said that there's that threat of millions of dollars of losses if people actually get sick versus a $10,000 fine. But as usual, government gets credit for anything that works. You know, when the economy's great, we're giving credit to our politicians. When the economy's horrible,
it's the market's problem.
Yeah, it's the market. Market did it.
That's right, exactly. Well, and then now, what got me thinking about this, now, I've called in before, and I've told the guys that I used to be a left liberal Democrat. And what got me thinking about this whole free market business, and maybe this thing does work, is the jack-in-the-box thing that happened in Seattle back in the mid-90s.
What was that?
And they had E. coli, and some people died, and one little girl, she's actually now an adult now, she has permanent brain damage from E. coli, which, I mean, I'm no medical person. I didn't know that could happen, but it did happen with her. And the thing came out, and it would hit the press, and Jack in the Box, you know, immediately shut down and did, you know, basically the same thing that my company did, educating the employees and cleaning the joint up, making sure it was clean. And about 3 or 4 months later, the government levied some, you know, $15,000 fine or something like that. And of course, the local media just ran to this Jack in the Box place. You know, they ran at high speed there and stuck microphones in this manager's face and said, "What do you think about this fine that has been levied against you?" And he said, "Listen, that is a drop in the bucket compared to the millions of dollars that this company has lost due to the bad press from this E. coli, you know, disaster, this tragedy."
And what does the fine do anyway? The fine doesn't do, it doesn't go to the victims.
Right.
The fine goes to the government bureaucracy.
Yeah, who gets that money? And so that's what got me thinking. That was that first initial spark that, hey, maybe this liberty thing has something to it.
But people will use the peanut butter story as an example to argue against the marketplace. They'll say, "See, this is a market failure," and that's what they teach in government schools, is that, well, the government is needed to correct market failures because the market isn't perfect, and so therefore we need the government to fill in the gaps. And on its surface, it sounds like a reasonable argument. Like, who could deny let's say that all the claims are true about this peanut butter company, and that they really were knowledgeable about letting this poisonous peanut butter out their doors. Who could look at that and say, well, yeah, they should be allowed to do that? Certainly nobody would in any way be pleased with that situation. But when you look at it from a wider perspective, and you look at the marketplace, the food marketplace in general, it is a very safe place. It is a very safe market. I mean, you're dealing with products that can go bad and can become very dangerous, can be contaminated, and you've got thousands upon thousands of products in any given grocery store that are packaged in a variety of different ways, and, you know, some of them are more perishable than others, but the fact is the marketplace appropriately allocates these resources and it gets safe products to the end consumer 99.999% of the time. There's one case here, and then, you know, there's the occasional other case that'll pop up of some company that got caught doing something naughty. They're going to pay the price, and they would pay the price in a free marketplace because of social ostracism and business ostracism. I mean, if you're Walmart and you're looking at different peanut butter vendors, do you want to bring the peanut butter vendor on your shelves that got caught for having E. coli? No.
Yeah, exactly.
There are far more cases of food poisoning originate out of home kitchens than in restaurants.
Absolutely.
Home kitchens are far dirtier than a restaurant kitchen.
But it's the restaurants that get the blame for it when
restaurants
somebody gets
are cleaned
sick.
Every day. Most people don't clean their own. They don't even reuse their old sponges forever on their. They clean their countertops once a week, maybe a lot of places. And in most cases of food poisoning are coming from the home. Very, very few actually come from restaurants. Well, a lot of restaurants get blamed for it, though.
If I can just throw one more thing in really quick. If the ignorance of the average person's mindset with regards to this whole food poisoning issue is that if not for the government, we would be so stupid. You know, the average person would be so dumb that we would return to a restaurant and recommend that restaurant to our friends, even though that restaurant had sickened us in the past. Thank God for the government that would prevent us from going there and harming ourselves by frequenting a place that is known to poison its customers.
Right, and they would have you believe, and thank you for the call, Stephen, they would also have you believe that it's because of the government that the market is so safe. It's because of all the regulations. But despite whatever regulations there are, that company was still unsafe. They were doing something unsafe. So, of course, that usually leads the statists to say, well, we just need more regulations. We need to hire more bureaucrats, you know, 5 new bureaucrats for every manufacturing company to be there at all times to mandate this and to mandate that, as though that's going to solve the problem. And all that will do will increase the cost to the end consumer of these products. And as we've seen from so many health inspectors that are just lazy and shiftless and they don't really do their jobs very well, it would be wasted money. And people would still end up getting sick, which, of course, would be call for more regulations. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...